Mr. David Gogo joins us here at the Rock Research Center ahead of a very important benefit concert of his coming up this weekend. The last tweet that I sent to you that I can mention on the radio was a congratulations of some sort. Maple Blues Awards, I think.
Yes, they named me Guitarist of the Year at the Maple Blues Awards in Toronto. So that was exciting. I did not expect it, and the competition was fierce, but I was very honored.
Colin James was among the nominees this time, I think.
That was, that creeped me out a lot. Yeah.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, so well, that was fantastic to get the award. And I'm lucky to get nominated most years for various categories, but I haven't won in a really long time. So it felt good.
The Vicksburg Call album has a lot to do with that nomination this year because it's such a fine album. And still congratulations on that because people still ask us to play stuff from it.
Yeah, I'm really proud. I think it's my favorite record that we've done, the Royal We, but we got some commercial FM airplay, which is always great, but just splendid reviews. It's yet another Juno loser for me. It was nominated for a Western Canadian Music Award and for Blues Recording of the Year, but it's my first album in 14 albums. They also get a vinyl release, so that I dig it, and the vinyl sounds great.
I think it's your first album ever in which you died in one of the songs too, is it not?
Yeah, the title track, I actually perish.
Well, may I say, you're looking pretty good for a late fellow. You do most of your recording right here on Vancouver Island, do you not?
Yeah, most of them. I think I did one record over at the old Mushroom Studios in Vancouver, and I did, actually, my first album I did down in Seattle with the late, great Mr. Rick Parasher at London Bridge Studios, same place where they did the Pearl Jams and the Temple of the Dogs and Blind Melon and stuff, and Rick could work with them. But I like working at home. We'll see what happens for the next one. I'm always open for suggestions. Mm-hmm. I took a little trip down to Nashville in November, and it's a bunch of our Canadian buddies that are living down there now, and that's food for thought, but, you know, you do the exchange rate and start adding flights to things, and it adds up, considering that people don't buy albums anymore. You're trying to make some money, you know, or at least pay for it. So, but, yeah, most of the stuff I've done with my buddy Rick Salt, including the last album, and it's nice to be able to do things at home, because then I can bring my extensive guitar collection down to the studio. And
nice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for mostly supporting local. You got a benefit concert coming up, a very important one. It's not often I say, I wish you weren't doing this show, but I wish you weren't doing this show. Tell us about it.
I was approached. I mean, it wasn't my idea. Well, I won't take credit for it, but we're trying to establish a scholarship in the memory of the fallen RCMP Constable Sarah Beckett. And as a musician, you get approached for all sorts of different fundraisers and benefits, and people sometimes forget it's your job. But as soon as I was approached with this, I immediately said yes, because I think, you know, anyone who heard this story when it first came out, you know, you're saddened, and it's just a reality. You know, we're fortunate that we live in a part of the world where we don't have to deal with this too much, where people that are first response people, whether it's police or fire or whatever, you know, they're usually pretty safe. But when someone gets either injured or killed in the line of duty, it's tragic. And, you know, they're just doing their job to help us out. So it was a worthy cause for sure.
I couldn't believe when I saw April 5th, it was 1 year.
Yeah.
All right, well, the show's Saturday. Outside of that, are you going to be doing any off-duty rocking at the Lake Town Rock Festival this weekend?
No, not at all.
No. Did you want me to give you a minute to think about that? Also, why aren't you playing there?
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty easy to get a hold of. I'm the guitarist of
the
year.
Come on!
I'm the guitarist of the year. Throw me a frickin' bone.
Next year.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in and chatting about the show. And on behalf of everyone, thank you very much for doing that.
No problemo.
It's David Gogo at Dave Dunnett Community Theater inside Oak Bay High School Saturday night for Constable Beckett. All your ticket info is at theq.fm/now. And maybe he'll do this Scott James favorite. Who knows? Only David knows. This is Personal Jesus on the Q.
Personal Jesus. this that you need to confess. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith.